Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. Even little kids, God made them to worship Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Satan would just want to snuff their life out at a young age. Amen. But get that praise in them at a young age. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's sing this song, Lord, I Offer My Life to You. The brothers can bring this song up. Let's just worship Him. Lord, I offer my life to You. Everything I've been through, use it for Your glory. Lord, I offer my days to You, lifting my praise to You as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer You my life. Things in the past, things yet unseen, wishes and dreams that are yet to come true. All of my hopes and all of my plans, my heart and my hands are lifted to You. Oh Lord, I offer my life to You. Everything I've been through, use it for Your glory. Lord, I offer my days to You, lifting my praise to You as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer You my life. Things in the past, things yet unseen, wishes and dreams that are yet to come true. All of my hopes and all of my plans, my heart and my hands are lifted to You. Oh Lord, I offer my life to You. Everything I've been through, use it for Your glory. Lord, I offer my days to You, lifting my praise to You as a pleasing sacrifice. Oh Lord, I offer You my life. One more time. Lord, I offer my life. Oh Lord, I offer my life to You. Everything I've been through, just use it for Your glory. Lord, I offer my days to You, lifting my praise to You as a pleasing sacrifice. Oh Lord, I offer You my life. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Everything that we've gone through, saints, or what we're going through now, it's for a purpose, right? God knows all about it. Then take Him by surprise. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Brother Mark, if you want to help us take our offering, please. Let's sing this song, page 264. Something Keeps Holding Me, key of F. It's page 264 in your spiral book. How many of us have felt this way? Seems like trials are closing in and you feel like giving up. But then just something keeps holding you, amen? And that's God, amen? The trial of this world was getting closer. The pull I felt was more than I could bear. And I was on the verge of giving over. The strength within myself just wasn't there. But something keeps holding me. Every day I see He's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality, 'cause something keeps holding me. Old Satan laid before me his temptation of his desire to steal away my faith. But I have found inside the revelation, the strength I need to keep me in His grace. 'Cause something keeps holding me. Every day I see He's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality, 'cause something keeps holding me. Second verse again. Satan laid before me his temptation of his desire to steal away my faith. But I have found inside the revelation, the strength I need to keep me in His grace. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see He's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Let's sing that chorus once again. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality, 'cause something keeps holding me. Aren't you thankful for that? Praise the Lord Jesus. You ready for the word? Amen. So let's sing "Open the Eyes of My Heart." Brother Wade comes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. We're in love as we sing.
Come to see him today. Hope you didn't come to see a man. Come to see the man Christ Jesus, and that's the only one you need to be focused on. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Again, good to be back. Thank you for your prayers. We had a real good time in Kentucky and Illinois. And Jim got to, was privileged to be at a hunting camp where just guys, there weren't any guys there, but she saw how guys live when there's no girls around. So she cleaned the place up. Part of it anyway. So, amen. Amen. Good to be here. Good to be back. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to have each and every one of you here. If you got your Bibles, let's go ahead and turn to the book of Revelations 8, verse 1. And we're going to speak today on three foals. We were talking about last Sunday. We'll kind of catch a little bit of it this Sunday. I want to try to get finished. We've got next Sunday, we got Brother Jewel here. Then the next Sunday, I'll be in Arizona. And the end of this month in August, we've got all kinds of scheduling going on. We've already got August almost full with brothers coming from foreign countries. So we get to take a little break, but I hope we can get finished with the seventh seal by then, because I'd like to start on Daniel 70 weeks. So we want to do it like we did downstairs and take it from a Jewish perspective, because it is for the to the Jews. It's not to us. It is to the Jews. We get a spiritual application of it, but we've been over it. I was looking back on the computer, and we'd started doing the series in 2006. Wow. That's a long time ago. Well, Dad's done it since 1974, but we all kind of went through a cycle, and then we went downstairs and did it 2 years ago. So we will, Lord willing, when we get finished here with the seventh seal, we'll start on Daniel 70 weeks. So just keep us in your prayers, and you know what to do. Pray that God will give us a revelation of what's going on in the world. We got earthquakes in divers places. We got all these different things going. We got a new election coming up. We got a lot of things moving and shaking. So 2019's going to shape up to be a year to remember, I think. I think we've grown in revelation, which to me, that's the most important. I don't care if California falls off to the moon. I really don't care. But as long as you got a good revelation, it'll hold you during the time of all this confusion that's going on everywhere else. So God bless you. Remember each and every one that's sick. Remember Brother Boyd. He's hurting a little bit today. So we pray that the Lord would bless him and totally heal him before the service is over with. Amen. So, amen. That's right. This is the place to feel good. You know, this is the place to feel better. This is the place to come to. If you feel bad, you need a new birth. You know, if you feel bad, if you feel good, then take that new birth and apply it to your body and let it yield to what's already inside of you. All right. Cause that's what we're looking for, is for that inside man to take over. Amen. Because by the new birth, he's already there. So we ain't gonna go get him or go find him. He's already there. So let's bow our heads and get started. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for these wonderful people, Lord. They're the most special people on the face of the earth because they're your bride. Lord, they're the ones that have been chosen before the foundation of the world, and you saw them sitting here hearing the word and how they would respond. You knew all that before the foundation of the world. So, Lord, I pray that we'll all truly listen and hear from you today, Lord. And as Dwight Moody always says, he says, you'll fill those, Lord, who are not full of themselves. So let's get ourselves out of the way and let you come in and take over, Lord. You do the speaking, you do the hearing, you do the revealing, Father. We ask you just be with the ones that are sick, the ones that are not here, Brother Dick, Brother Collie, Brother Darty, Sister Johnny, the ones that are not with us, Lord. We pray that you just touch their body. The ones that are here, Lord, Brother Boyd, certain ones that are going through different things here, little situations of life because of the fall. But Lord, you said you would restore. You said, I will restore. So Lord, we pray that you'll do that today, Father. Just restore everything back, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you just be with us in our journey. Be with the missionaries on the foreign fields. Give them fruit for their labor, Lord. We pray that you just bless us now. Take care of us. Lead us and guide us by your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. I was reading John 19. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now Ephesians 4:30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. You may be seated, and the Lord adds blessing to the reading of the word. Now I want to go back to that Ephesians 4:30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Now, what Brother Dale's preaching, he's trying to get us all sealed. Once he gets us all sealed in, then you've sealed Satan out. But we still have a work to do in the spirit realm. It moves out into the spirit realm. You don't have to go through justification. Listen, that's why the Bible says those who he's justified, he's already glorified. You don't have to go through that baby form of justification ever again, because that person inside of you that comes and gives you the new birth, it never sinned to start with. So there's no justification that you have to go through again as far as that's concerned, but you do have to go through a justification in the next realm or the spirit realm, because today what we're going to try to talk about is a threefold manner that this seventh seal has opened up to the prophet. And I want to read you a few quotes and get you started, but look at these threes. Everything's in threes, threefold manner, three. The sixth seal had three different parts to it. Amen. Your new birth has three different parts to it. Because three is what? It's perfection. So God is perfected. Not God is perfected in threes. You're perfected in God in threes. God doesn't need perfecting. Amen. He's already perfect. But for him to bring you to perfection, he does it in three folds or three ways called justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All right, and for us to be able to understand him, that's the way he's working. And the way he works, it never changes. We were talking about this morning in the Bible study. Once God does something, he's got to do it the same way every time. So the problem we have with as humans is that we have so much change in our life that we think God changes. God doesn't change. You can depend on what he said in this word from now until eternity. Right. You just keep on going. He's going to be the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. There's your threefold, same yesterday. You got threes coming up. So now we look and we know that Brother Brown said that this seventh seal opened in a threefold manner. And before we get started, let me read you the definition of fold. Fold is to lay one part over another. All right? Do you understand what I'm saying? Fold. When you fold something, you lay one part over the other. All right? We used to fold a map. For those of us that are old enough to remember, we used to have physical maps. And we folded them. All right? Now, Google Maps doesn't do that anymore. But now remember, you got to look at one thing. As far as our computers go, it is in layers or in folds. You got things running behind other things. So you've got them in folds. So what's happening is there's something going on, and then there's something going on underneath. Same way with God. We see that we see God moving, and he might be moving Brother Boyd in justification. He might be with Brother Mark in sanctification, but it's all God. And he's working in a fold of a way to where that he's getting what he needs. He's getting what he needs. Everybody's getting what their need. Their needs are met. But you know why they're met? They're met because of your desire. It all hinges on you. God will never open your brain and pour it down. He only goes by what you desire. That's what I told them this morning. I'm going to tell you all sitting here today. If you're not going to church as much as you were 2 years ago, you need the new birth. You are lost. The Bible says, and more as the day approaches. What's wrong with that? It's like Brother Dale says, you tell a Holy Ghost filled woman, a Holy Ghost filled woman won't wear a pair of pants. Well, if you put on a pair of pants or if you cut your hair, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Right. It's just real ABC. Right. If you don't have more desire to come here, like last night in the Bible study, 50-something people. And I know there's things to do, life and all. But still, what's your desire? Right. You got a lot of time to do the things of the world. Right. Yeah, you got about 6 days to do the things of the world. Right. Give God a couple of days, and I'll promise you some of your problems that you have will go away. Right. If you got money problems, you're not tithing. If you got problems in your spiritual life, you must not be praying enough. You must not be reading your Bible enough. You must not be coming to church enough. That's pretty simple. Pray and read your Bible, Brother Brown. I mean, you know, we bring these great things out and we see that we're on the seventh seal, which is the greatest happening since the dawn of time, is that God's got a group of people here that he's trying to show what he's already done. Not what he's going to do, what he's already done. And he's doing it in your life now. If you'll let him do it, you can stop God at any time. That's why I love what Brother Brown said about the Holy Ghost. Said the Holy Ghost was a gentleman. He will not kick your door down and go into a door that you shut in your life. If you shut a door and don't want him to go in that room, he will not go in that room. Now, that what's strange to me is he knows what's in that room. He knows what your problem is. But if you don't open the door, he's not going to go in there. Because of what? Your free moral agency. You are a free moral agent. You decide whether you keep on going or you decide whether you stop. It's all up to you. You can't blame God. You can't blame nobody but yourself. I don't blame nobody but me for the problems that I have. Because you know what? I live with it and I probably are the one that caused most of it. Like 99.999999. There is a little anomaly in there that every once in a while somebody may cause you a problem, but usually it's your fault. Amen? So if you'll do that and just keep it in that way, then everything will be fine. But what are we doing here now? Are we coming up to this time now? We see earthquake. We see all these different things that are coming on the world, yet we're still not wanting, we just don't come to church or don't, you know, we just don't study, don't read, don't. What are we doing? Do you think just one day God's going to just walk in here and just going to pour water over all of us and we're just going to get it? That's not his way of doing things. That's not his way. Just like we were talking about this morning, God couldn't give Martin Luther what we have today. It would have choked him. that was, Freda was saying, Freda was taught, said, she said, well, that just answers my question. Well, I mean, you don't take little William or any little babies back here. We're going to go eat at Cracker Barrel. No, not at Cracker Barrel. Never mind. Lord, sorry. No, lots wrong with that. But anyway, if we go take the little baby somewhere and we say, okay, we're going to go to Longhorns and we're going to give him a steak. Well, now he's a human. He could take the steak, but it probably would kill him because he would choke on it. It has no teeth. And that's the way you are with God. When you're a spirit baby in Christ, God knows you don't have teeth. God knows you need to be spoon fed. You need to have stuff chewed up and fed to you a little piece at a time. Well, that's the way it is. Same way with a natural birth. Brother Dale's trying to get us all born again. Amen. And then we can eat little pieces until we get to a place to where, I mean, God forbid, we've been in this message for 50 years and we can't eat meat. You ought to be able to eat meat and it not choke you. The 11th hour worker got paid the same amount of money for 1 hour of work as the people that worked 11 hours. Because that 11th hour worker comes in and he got the same wage. Why? Because God's doing a work. He's really giving it to us. He's giving it to us in abundance. But he's chewing it up by a fivefold ministry, giving it out to the people, even in song and in all the different. Go and give yourself a hand clap because it's for you. You know, it's for you. It's not nothing special in our book. I mean, come on. Brother Dale spent 50, 60 years studying this message while me, went out 20 years in the world, wasted God's time. Right? Amen? We've all wasted our time somewhere in times past. Well, you know what? We're running out of time. Because this seventh seal is the end of time of all things. It's coming up to a place to where this thing, you know, you think, well, Grandma said it was coming 50 years ago, and Grandma's grandma said it was coming 50 years ago, and Grandma's grandma said, well, Jesus is coming any moment. Well, you know what? This is the moment. I don't see any other thing that's going to give us another 50 years or another 5 years maybe, okay, or another 1 year. If God wants to do a work real quick, he's going to do a work real quick. But we need to see this in a simplified form to where when Brother Ram talks of the seventh seal, we say, oh, it's so great. People's made it this and they've made it that. They've made it polygamy. They've made it all the false doctrines. You just name them, and that's what comes. They say, well, that's the seventh seal. And then, you know, you got some people that think the seventh seal is not open, and you got some people think that it is and it ain't. And well, we're going to read some quotes here for a minute. But let's look at number one. Let's just background a little bit just for a second. Number one says, he breaks the seal, reveals. We've read these, but we're going to keep reading them because it ought to set your mind in order for what we're coming to here. He breaks the seals. He breaks the seals, okay? Reveals, gives us his inheritance to his people. Now, you know what the opening of these seals are. It's not to get you born again. It's not. Please realize one thing's for sure. More people are going to be born again that don't know one thing about a seal than they are that is. Everybody understand that? Paul, Irenaeus, Martin, Columba, Luther, Wesley, Pentecost, and even in Brother Branham's day, have not had the seals open just like you and I have had them open. Okay? So this is a special. I was telling them downstairs this morning. You're a special group of people. You're the only people. Frieda said, why didn't he just give it all to Martin Luther? I said, because of one thing. You. You. Take your finger. This is the reason that Martin Luther didn't get everything and went in a rapture. This is the reason John Wesley did not get everything and take a rapture. This is the reason that Pentecost did not take a rapture when they were so close to going in a rapture. It's because of me and you. Sitting right here today, if you want to define your life, it's that God's going to finish everything through you. That's what a seventh seal is. They made it everything external. They made it this and this happening and this tent and a this and a this. And I read you. We're going to read it again. If it's not Christ in you, the hope of glory, there's nothing else left, folks. There's not another bride. Listen, there's not another message we got to study. Thank God we don't have to study another 50 years for another man that's coming. We don't have to. This is it. And it's going to come through me or you or somebody. I'm just dumb enough to think he's going to do it through me. And you too. You need to say that yourself. He breaks the seals, reveals, gives us his inheritance to his people. He gives the inheritance that he inherited. Now what did he inherit? He inherited eternal life in his body. That's what the seven seals are for. They're not to get you born again. They're to take that born again and make it an atom bomb. I mean, make it an atomic bomb. Not just a little. Martin Luther had a little. He had a little button. Amen? But he didn't have a word like we're talking about now. He didn't have a prophet to come in the end time to tie up those loose ends. And so that, you know what, when you tie the loose ends, what are you tying up? You're tying up a rope. Tying up loose ends. What? Then it's going to be in continuity. So this message is coming in so much continuity to where God's going to have to come on the scene. God's going to have to come and honor what he said he was going to do. Because we're getting lined up. We're not getting lined up with hair and dress and don't smoke and don't do this. No, we ain't getting lined up. You need to be past that.
Right.
Paul says, leaving again the principles of doctrine class. Let's go on to perfection.
Glory.
Not laying again the foundation. Why do we need another foundation? Brother Dale's trying to help you get born again. Now, if you're already born again, you got the foundation.
Right.
Build on it.
Right.
Because everything you're going to get is internal. There is no external happening that's going to get you born again.
Right.
There is no external happening that's going to cause the dead to come out of the ground.
Right.
It's going to be internal.
Right.
It's inside you right now if you're born again.
Glory.
But instead of keeping it himself, he gives it back to the people. That's his love for us. Number two, for each one of these seals, the whole thing together, the whole mystery lays right here in these seals. Every mystery of the Bible lays in these seals, and the seals cannot be broken until that time. See, the seals couldn't be broken under Luther's day, couldn't be broken under Wesley's day, couldn't be broken under Pentecost day. And it wasn't broke only to a prophet back in the 60s. I'm just reading you what he said. Remember, he said it's gone from you. You're not supposed to get it. That's why I said you and I are the only people that are here to get it. The passed on have passed on.
Right.
It's us. It's up to you and I.
Amen.
To carry this thing on.
Right.
The whole mystery lays in these seals. Every mystery of the Bible lays in these seals, and the seals cannot be broken until that time. All right? It's a book of redemption. So what we're talking about is the book of redemption. Now look at number three. It is the rising of the sun. This is where we were last Sunday, or two Sundays ago. He is the one who opened those seals. All right? Brother Brown didn't open the seal.
Right.
He was there.
Right.
And God opened the seals through him. He had to have a trumpet or a voice, but Christ is the only one that can open those seals.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
For the whole word of God is Christ, and Christ is the seals that was opened, not an antichrist, Christ.
Right.
What is the opening of seals then? Revealing Christ. So where we said, where is Christ? Christ is in you. Let's look at what that word means. That word means anointed. Was the Messiah the Son of God? All right, keep going to the next one, which is Christos. All right, the next one is, I like that one B. Enduing Christians with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Gifts. There's nine spiritual gifts. Brother Keith was talking about it to us the other day. Well, if you're born again, you're in line for those spiritual gifts. If you're not born again, then you need to get born again. Then you're in line for those nine spiritual gifts for them to work in your life. All right? And if the Jesus Christ, it consecrating Jesus to the Messianic office. Now, what did Brother Brown call us? Little Messiahs. So we got to see this connection. We've disconnected ourselves. Man has disconnected ourselves with God. God's never disconnected himself to us. We have disconnected ourselves to God by thinking he's a second person or somebody else, not what I'm fixing to read you. Let's go to the next one. Colossians 1:26. We've read this a million times. We're going to read it again. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages, from generation, but now is made manifest to who?
Amen.
To who? His saints. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery amongst the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
Right.
What? Without Christ in you, you're not. But with Christ in you, that part of you is perfect.
Amen.
Can y'all amen just a little bit louder?
Amen.
Okay. Well, you can say on me if you want to, but you can amen if you wish. All right, let's go to the next one. Matthew 24. Except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. For the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. How about that? That's a promise. What? Because somebody's going to say, lo, here is Christ, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. And so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. He's telling you again. Wherefore, if you shall say, if they... Now, who did I say last couple of Sundays? Who's they? They are false people. False preachers. If they shall say unto you, behold, he is in, fill in the blank. Just fill in the blank. Go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Oh, man, that sounds good. Be in a secret chamber with God. Believe it not. Why? Because if he's in you, you know where Christ is.
Exactly right.
This is so elementary that you think, y'all, I know what y'all thought. You thought, well, this seventh seal is going to be some great thing. We're just going to take a rap. It's no more than what we've just been talking about. How can it be any different than what's in the Bible? How can it be any different than your new birth? How can it be any different than your everyday life? How can it be any different? What? It's just making you realize who you are and what you're doing here. They ought to make a quote about that. Right, freedom? For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man. Now, where is the coming of the Son of Man? Where is it at? Where is the coming of the Son of Man at? In his bride. Nowhere else. Not in a place. Not, that's what I mean. It's not external. We're looking at all these. Well, what about California? So what? So what? Big deal. We know, listen, like Brother Ernie Villanueva said, we've read tomorrow's news today. We know there's going to be California going to destruction and all these things. But I'm not worried about it every day. I mean, we're humans. After 9/11, church membership grew by 100%. Why? Because they thought maybe this was the destruction or the beginning of the destruction of the world, so we're all going to start going to church. And I'm sure other churches did too, but you know what? This church didn't. You get solid in the Word, these things don't bother you. You get solid in the message, these little trivial things do not bother you. They do not bother me. When they had the earthquake the other day, you know what I said, Brother Boyd? I said, it's because something's happening right here.
Right.
Not something happening in the stars. It's happening right here. There's something going on in this earth right here that's causing that to happen. And I was thinking this morning, you know, it's really kind of sad. Because, you know, we're talking about God. And we had a prophet come and pronounce judgment. And he pronounced judgment. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt, even if all the bride gets together in one place and prays, California's going to sink. Because they turned the word down, California's going to sink. So we can't change God's mind. Okay? We can't. If you put a George Washington, Abraham Lincoln in every office in the United States, ain't going to change the politics. You think, boy, God can only do what His Word says. He cannot do any different than what His Word says. So that judgment then is already there. But it has zero to do with me. But I have a lot to do with it. Because it's going to happen. Listen, the resurrection is not just going to happen because it's going to happen. The resurrection is going to happen when you and I come to a place to where death is destroyed in your body. Death is destroyed in what you have already inside of you. Because remember, death is destroyed already for a Christian. Some of you need a resurrection right now. Freddie, you're doing good, though. That's okay. That'll keep you awake. If everybody will start fanning, it'll keep you awake. If you don't, then if you go to sleep, then, you know. Freddie ate some fruit today with honey on it, and she said she'll be going to sleep. I said, nah, that'll keep you awake. We sell honey. Romans 10, verse 10, 6. Listen, I'd bring every one of you a jar if you'd stay awake. I wouldn't care if you. I told him, I said, the best thing to do is bring you a bowling ball with you to church next Sunday. Lean up, hold it like this over your feet. I'll guarantee you, you'll stay awake. But if you do go to sleep one time, you won't go to sleep again. We'll be praying for your toes because they'll be broke. All right, Romans 10, look, watch Romans 10 says, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh in this wise. Because see, we got to put this in the Bible. You have to put the seventh seal in the Bible. Brother Branham, we're going to talk about in a minute where he talks about the threefold revelation, but it's all in the Bible. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? You didn't know the Bible said that twice, did you? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or shall descend into the deep. That is to bring Christ again from the dead. You see what we're doing? Everybody, I'm telling you one more time. We have, as message believers, we have looked at external happenings. They are signposts. But they're not the vehicle. You are the vehicle. There are signposts that will tell you danger ahead. But listen, like I said before, there's nothing going to change what the prophet said about the United States of America. Right. It's doomed. But I don't want to be here during that doom. Right. I want to be out of here. Don't you? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee even in thy mouth and in thy heart, soul. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Paul said, but we have the mind of Christ. To know to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. Right.
You know why? Because he will give you what Brother Brown told us. He said, we were supernatural people with supernatural insight. Prophetic people. He gave us all these titles that we are not using. He told us what we were going to be. Now, back when he was preaching, there was a lot of Pentecostal babies that had not grown up yet. But now you and I are grown, are growing up because we have the statue of a perfect man. We have a good teaching ministry here to pick you up, to tell you that there's more. Sure, the Holy Ghost is the greatest thing and the greatest thing ever happened in your life, but that's not it. Please don't take that new baby that you have and put it over in a corner and leave it there. It will die. Feed it. But we have the mind of Christ. Know ye not that your body, you know, I was thinking the other day,
Brother Branham talked about countdown and about pressurization and how that we're pressurized for this. Do you know it? I was thinking this morning when Brother Dale was preaching, you take pressurization. The pressure that we have on us today, because we're facing either death, resurrection, or we're going through the tribulation. We're facing that. We're not facing, well, we're going to throw it to Martin Luther. Well, we're going to throw it to John Wesley. This is it. Because I'm going to read to you. When we talk about the seventh seal now, you're talking about the end of all things. The end of everything is coming upon us right here in the front of our face. But you and I have so much pressure. You say, well, and we do have a lot of natural pressure that we have for work and blah, 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 and things like that. But the spiritual pressure is what's put on us. Do you realize, even when Brother Branham was talking about radio waves, when he was talking about radio waves going through the building, at that time there was only AM radio, maybe some ham radio, governmental radio, you understand what I'm saying? TV, and that was it. There was no cell phone. There was no internet, Wi-Fi, none of that stuff going on in the airwaves. You and I today, going through this building, subconsciously and supernaturally, I was thinking about this yesterday. Subconsciously and supernaturally, every day you're fighting demons that you can't even see. Because you know what? Coming through this building right now, it's everything that's on that internet. Pornography, whatever you want to say, filth, child, all that bad stuff that you think is out there, set a computer right here and you can pick it all up. Well, you know what it is? It's airwaves. It's waves that's going through this building, and you know what it's bombarding? It's bombarding. That's why I read that. But we have the mind of Christ. Right. Only the mind of Christ can deal with it. Other than that, you look at the world and see how crazy they are. You know every cell phone conversation that's going on within about 100 miles of here is going right through this building? Right. All the cursing and the adultery. You understand what I'm saying? God has given us a shelter. It's called the Holy Ghost. It's called the mind of Christ. He's given to me and you to what? To make sure that that doesn't bother us. We've been pressurized for this moment right here. Martin Luther. I'm sorry. Martin Luther would probably go crazy in just a few moments of all the pressures and demons that we have to deal with on a daily basis. But if you have the mind of Christ, how can Satan get in your mind? He can't. Oh, he can try to punch it in a little at a time, but folks, when you're sitting reading your Bible, all that's still going right through the building. When you're praying to God, you know what? All them demons is still floating right through your, as much as we want to put the token over our house, and I hope we all have, it's not impenetrable to all that, because your kids could be in the bedroom doing something that they shouldn't be on the phone. Why? Because that stuff's going right through your house. In that fourth dimension, that's why the Bible says hell hath enlarged its gates. What? To pack in all this junk that's going through the airwaves that we don't see. But you know what? There's a God. There's a God that will protect you. There is a God that has already told you we have the mind of Christ. We just got to let it out. Because even with all this going on, we are going to take a body change. We are going to not have to walk out into the graveyards and call the dead out of the ground. No, they're going to walk right among us. But it's going to come from your external, from your internal, nothing external. Nothing. So don't worry about this and going, what's going to happen and who and this and what and that. Don't worry. Listen, we're facing a lot of things in our own ranks. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just make sure it doesn't affect you. Amen? You can't change the world, but you can change you. Amen? You can't change the world, but you can change you. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? In other words, spirits, demons, whatever you want to call us, what we were talking about. Saith he shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Right.
Brother Dale is not teaching two or three different kinds of Holy Ghost. It's one spirit. By one spirit are you baptized into this body. And it doesn't matter. I told the Sunday school this morning, delivering mail, it beats my fingers up. Well, I got a hangnail, and I started to go, you know, I just started to quit work. I didn't know it was hurting. But you know what? And you've got kidney stones. Sorry. But no, it aggravated me. Why? Because it's part of my body. And when I hit that thing on a mailbox, I hurt from my toes to my nose. Why? Well, that's the same way with the body of Christ. If we have a problem in the body, you know what? It hurts everybody. We must all come and be joined unto the Lord as one spirit. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at that one, not that you and I are going to say the same thing. But truly, when somebody says something about the Word of God, you ought to be able to say amen. You ought to be able to respond to it. You know, Hattie Wright was standing, probably washing her dishes. This is how holy this whole thing is. She was standing there washing her dishes, and Brother Branham was sitting in her kitchen, I believe, or at a table. And Brother Branham was telling her an experience that he had had, right? Right? He was telling her an experience that he had had, and she just looks over. Now, she didn't pray. She wasn't shouting. She wasn't probably even in a mood of worship. She was washing dishes. Have you sisters ever gotten a spirit washing dishes? I know it's probably, but it wasn't a good one. But anyway, so she, what I'm telling you is that she's in her environment of her home. And something is fixing to happen that had never happened before. Huh? We think we gotta have all that. She just looked over at Brother Branham and she said, that ain't nothing but the truth. And buddy, that opened a portal from God Almighty himself. And he spoke to that prophet. He said, you tell her she can ask whatever she wants. That ain't nothing but the truth. Try that sometime. Try that when Brother Dale's preaching or somebody's preaching. You say, that ain't nothing but the truth. And see what God will do for you. He took a poor woman that didn't have enough money. Brother Branham said she could ask for all kind of money. Had a sister sitting in a wheelchair, but she asked for something eternal.
Right.
She said, the salvation of my two sons. Amen. And God honored that right there. Try it sometime. That ain't nothing but the truth.
Right.
What? Know ye not that which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. All right, let's go to Romans. Or the next one. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. That's pretty powerful. But it's all done by Christ. What did Brother Brown say the seventh seal was, or the seals were? Revealing Christ. Not revealing. Put whatever you want to in there. It's revealing Christ in you, the hope of glory. All right, let's look at the seventh seal. Let's get into this just for a second. We must remember that this seventh seal is the end of time of all things. That's right. The things written in the seventh seal book, sealed up of the plan of redemption from before the foundation of the world, it every bit ends. It is the end. It is the end of the struggling world. Now remember, it's not the end of the world. God's not going to destroy this earth.
Right? He's just going to change it. It's the end of the struggling world. It's the end of struggling nature. It's the end of everything.
Right.
And there is the end of the trumpets. It's the end of the vials. It's the end of the earth. It's the end of time. Time runs out. The Bible says so. Where in, we know where it says that in Revelation 10. But you wonder, I was telling myself the other day, having an intelligent conversation. That's the only time I ever do have intelligent conversations with myself. It's the end of everything. You're looking at, though, number 7, and I want to explain this to you, because I think the Lord kind of just checked me on that. You say it's the end of this. Look, it's the end of the trumpets. Because remember, when the end of time for us is when we take a body change.
Right.
But now remember, that seventh seal goes all the way over to Israel.
Right.
I just wanted to throw that in. It ends for our dispensation. But remember, when God ends something, that means he begins something else. All right? So what he's doing is he's ending. The seventh seal is the end of all things, the end of the earth. But what it has to carry to two, it carries all the way to the future home.
Glory.
It carries all, because remember, earth, redemption is still in a seven.
Right.
Right? Right? And even in the millennium, it's still in a seven. The eighth day is the future home.
Right.
Now you and I enter our eighth day here.
Right.
If you're born again, you've already entered that eighth day.
Right. Amen.
Amen. So what's got to happen is your body's got to catch up to that.
Right.
Everybody okay with that? Say amen.
Amen.
Your body's got to catch up to that. Your soul's already just, it never can be any more eternal than it is right now. But your body is suffering. But it will be changed. Look, man has tried to change we've tried to change our body externally for years.
Yeah.
Hair color, facelift.
Right.
I want to be changed. You know what? If I can get changed internally, I may look as old as Freda Roberts, but if... Listen, folks, Frieda and I go back a long way. I'm so glad she's here. I am so glad that she has, you know what? She made a decision. She made a decision. And it doesn't matter that she's here. I'm just glad that she's back listening and doing the things of God. She was my first girlfriend, if y'all didn't know that. So, yeah. Well, that's been a long time, but it's the end of everything. I'm reading the rest of the quote. So, and we're just family. I like for people. Sister Barbara, you okay? I've never seen her laugh that much in my life. Wow. You need to take a break? Need some water? She's hiding behind you, Esther. But no, I like to see when family comes back. You're family.
Amen.
I'm being honest. All of y'all are family. And when you're not here, I miss you. And same here. When somebody says glad to have you back, that means a lot. Or glad to see you again. You know why? Because there's a kindred spirit there. It's not just, you know, you can tell a coworker. Let's just be honest. You can tell a coworker, oh, it's good to have you back. That's just, you're just filling in space.
Yeah.
I mean, really, some of them employees, you are really not glad that they came back to work. Amen?
Amen.
But I'm glad when y'all are gone or we're gone or something and we come back and somebody shakes your hand or hugs your neck and say, glad to have you back.
Right.
You know why? Because it's two spirit. It's the same spirit talking to each other.
Right.
Amen? So just realize. And you know what? That's the seventh seal. The seventh seal is the end of all this other junk that's going on outside. And it's bringing us to a place. It's the end of everything. Then I'm talking about the end of the trumpets, the end of the vials. See, because God goes right on over to Israel. The seventh seal is Christ.
Right?
Right? So Christ is going to go to through the two witnesses and going to bring out 144,000 people. And then Christ is going to come back with a wife. We were talking about that this morning. God's not coming after a bride. We've been bride down through seven church ages. He's coming back to get a wife.
Right.
Because Revelation 19 said his wife hath made herself ready. He's coming to get a mature wife that was, sure, it's his bride. You can say that. That's okay. But you know what? I don't introduce June. And it's cute to say, this is my bride. No, it's best to say, this is my wife. This is my husband. This is my wife. Why? Because we've all matured. June just knows how to handle me. Y'all should say thank God because none of y'all else have to. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. But you know what? God's the same way. God only handles his wife. He doesn't handle nobody else. And she knows how it's supposed to know how to handle him. You understand? In all things. Because if we have the mind of Christ, you have the mind of the bridegroom inside of you. That's what we were talking about the other day, Adam and Eve. Listen, before the fall, Adam and Eve, the prophet, we forget those quotes where he said they were co-equal. Her name was not Eve. Her name was Adam. She was him. Literally. And that's what's changing us back to. My Adams are not going to be changed back to Samuel and Peggy Dale. That's what they are now. That's my problem now at getting older. But when they're changed back to him, that's when, that's when death's going to be destroyed and those people are going to walk right through the wall, walk right in here and say, it's about time. Amen? That's what I say, Brother Boyd. Bring it on. Whatever it is, bring it on. Because we're coming to the end of something. We're coming to the end of the struggling world. We're coming to the end of the vials, the end of the earth, the end of the plagues. Everything from the foundation of the world is looking right here. Every prophet that has died and went before has looked and saw a little piece of the end time. Well, the Old Testament prophesies of the end time. They didn't just see right up to Christ. No, they saw all the way to the end. Isaiah saw all the way to the future home. Right? But you know what? You say, well, that's just words. No, that's you. Because without you, that's not going to happen. That's why you're the Word made flesh. Now, it's the end of the church age. It's the end of the seven seals. It's the end of the trumpets, the end of the vials. It's the end of, it's even ends the ushering in of the millennium. That's on the seventh seal. Now, you see that. Even ends the ushering in of the millennium. Think about that. Now watch. Let's go to the next, number seven. Let's talk about this, what Brother Brown saw. Oh, let's read this one first. I'm sorry. Thank you. And Sabina Canyon, he said this is the third pull. I want to ask you a question, same thing. When you say third pull, what do you think about? What do you think of? Think. You better think of you. You're the recipient of it. You are the third pull. Because the third pull, the prophet of God said, is the opening of the Word. Not a tent, not of this, not of that, not all that. It's you. Remember what I said. It's all going to happen internally. It's not going to happen in anything external. Now, there's going to things happen external because of what happens internal. Just like the California and all these things. I believe as we walk closer into the Word that we're going to come to a place to where, read birth pains. This place is ready to explode. And it will not do it until we're ready. Amen? There's three great things that go with it, and one unfolded today or yesterday. The other one unfolded today. Now, he's talking about the threefold opening of that seal. There's one thing that I cannot interpret because it's in an unknown language, and we'll talk about that maybe a couple of few Sundays from now. But I was standing right there and looked right straight at it, and this is the third pull coming up. Now, what is the third pull? It's the opening of the Word. Period. It's the whatever you want to call it, it's the opening of the Word. Now, that's what he said. All right? But I was standing there, right? Look, it's the third pull coming up. And the Holy Spirit of God, oh my, that's the reason all heaven was silent.
Oh my, just shows it's from God, for it fits exactly in the promises of God from the end of the message. Now notice for the end of time message, we're talking about the end of time message, this seal. After all, he's revealed all, I need to be able to read the rest of that. He's revealed all the six seals. Now look, this is where somebody says, well, the seventh seal's not open, but it don't say nothing about the seventh. And the end time seal, when it starts. Now remember, it's opened in a threefold manner. He just said three things happen. One was the day before, one was that day, and one he couldn't read, right? I just read that. I'm just telling you what he said. He's revealed all the six seals, but it don't say nothing about the seventh. Why? There's nothing to write on the board. Nothing happening, no action. But there is something going on. Because remember, like I keep reading that scripture about Jesus gave up the ghost. Remember, Jesus was dead. The body was dead. It's like the world said, hey, we've got him. The devil said we got him. There's nothing going on. But look, he was paying for me and you. During that whole time he acted like he was laying in the tomb, cold dead. He was down in hell. He was into paradise, took them up, and redeemed me and you. During that whole time of silence where they acted like there was nothing going on. Boy, did he pull something over on Satan's eyes. That's still what he's doing now. And the end time seal, when it starts, will be absolutely a total secret according to the Bible. Now that's why he told the people on the sixth seal, he said, it's gone from you, it's not for you, you're not going to get it. But you and I are not those people. We are going to get it. We are going to get it. It's for us. It was not for them. It was for us. We are at the end time seal. When it starts will be absolutely a total secret according to the Bible. How can it be a total secret and be anything external? Anything. They didn't move for half an hour in heaven. Brother Brown said it would give away the secret. They didn't move for a half an hour. They did not move a muscle. I'm just reading what he said. They didn't move. Why? Because you know what he said? He said it may give away the secret. The secret. Now let's talk about that secret here just right now. That's number six. This is the seventh seal. No angel singing, no praises, no altar service, no nothing. There was silence, hush, deadly silence in heaven for a half hour. Bella, I ask you, where's Bella? Remember I asked you to be still for 10 seconds? She couldn't do it. She couldn't do it. But they were asked to be silent and not move for half an hour. When this seventh seal mystery in the book of redemption was broke open. Now remember, it looks like he said a minute ago that it wasn't broke. But it's broke. I know somebody had said something the other day about me and Brother Dale didn't believe the seventh seal was open. Listen, the very reason I'm standing here today is that the seventh seal is open. The very reason you walked in this door today and sat down and listened to whoever you're going to listen to reveals that the seal is open. Because the seventh seal is just like the other ones. It's revealing Christ, not a person. Now look, to the world, he is sealed. To the world, there's no way they can get this. I'm just telling you what Brother Brown said. I'm telling you what the Bible says. It's a secret. But now the secret, remember Brother Branham says, the mystery has now been made history.
Right.
Where has it been made history at?
Right. Amen.
In you.
Right.
That's where the mystery has been hid from the foundation of the world. It's been Christ in you, the hope of glory. You say, well, that's just too simple. That's why we've missed it for all these years. It's been so simple. We've thought it was tidal wave. Remember last night? Those of you that were here? There was, and we were just talking about something. Somebody said, well, there'll be tidal waves all the way to Kentucky. He never said that. He only spoke of tidal waves seven times. And one of them is to Arizona, and that's as far as it goes. And Freddie would say, so I thought this tidal wave, I said, I can make a tidal wave in my bathtub. Think of that any other way you want to, right? So, but it, you know what, though? It's what we're taught, you know? Grandma died and walking on the streets of gold with Jesus. No, she's not. No, she's not. No, she's not. But we've been told that so many times till we just say that. You go to a funeral home and the first thing they say, oh, mama, she's walking on the streets of gold with Jesus. Now, I mean, not message believers, but denominational people. She's walking on the streets of gold with Jesus right now. No, she's not. But she's been told that so many times.
Right.
Now, we will be one day, but we had a prophet come and told us, and no, they're in the sixth dimension, under the altar, can't get to Jesus at this moment. So we have the truth, folks. We have the truth that's been given to us. Because what? The seal has been broke. The Lamb breaks it. Now, where today is the Lamb? Inside of you.
Right.
That Lamb is your Redeemer.
Right.
And He's your redemption. So where is your redemption at in this? Not at the moment. But that's what? Christ in you. I'm telling you, Christ in you, the hope of glory is the whole thing.
Right.
You know what? They were awed by it, I believe. They didn't know. There it was. They just stopped. Now who is He talking about stop? Angels.
Right.
Now let me ask you a question. Do angels know anything about redemption? Even the greatest angels that God ever made, Satan himself, knows nothing. Remember we sang that song, the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song, Brother John, because there's silence in heaven. Because redemption doesn't happen in heaven. Redemption happens right here. So that's, therefore there was silence in heaven because they did not understand what was going on. There's only one man that understands what's going on, and that's the Lamb. And when He breaks the seal, what do you do with it? What do you do with it? I just read it. He hands it to who? You. He hands it to you. Redemption is not in that wall or in that pew. It's sitting on that pew.
Right.
Redemption doesn't happen to anything but humans.
Glory.
Now all the other, you say, what about the world? What about that? It happens because you come to a place. It happens because you come to a place. All nature fell because of you. Now all nature's coming back because of you, but you got to come to that place first.
Right.
Now none of us know, but I'm going to tell you, in my revelation, see, there's not a problem with us telling it in our revelation, as long as it compares with the revelation of the Bible. It can be a Wade Dale quote. What's wrong with that? If it's according to the Bible, if it's according to the Word of God, it really doesn't bother me. But he's going to, now it's okay for Brother Brown to tell us of his revelation, but it's a problem when we interject our own self, so I guess it is. But now look, he said, I'm not prone to be a fanatic. If I am, I'm ignorant of it. See, I'm not given to such. Now, nobody can say Illyrius like he can. To such Illyrius, look that up in the dictionary. Our carry-ons and imaginary things, I've said some things might have been kind of strange to some people, but when God comes around behind it and vindicates it, in other words, they have to shut up. If God vindicates it, they have to shut up. And says it's the truth, then that's God's word. It may seem strange that way. And now, as certain as I'm standing on the platform tonight, I had the revelation that revealed it's in a threefold manner. That's what we're talking about. And running out of time. That I will speak of you by God's help of a fold of it. Now, and then let's go over there first. Here's a revelation to begin what I want to tell you what it is. What happens is that those seven thunders that he heard thunder, it was forbidden to write. That's what the mystery is laying behind those seven consecutive thunders rolling out. So it goes right back to the opening or to those thunders sounding. Now, we went through that whole part of the thunder sounding, and where does it sound? Brother Brown said the seven thunders sound on earth.
Right.
And who's here to receive it? Trees, cars. Thank you. Y'all forgot that I am thing, hadn't you? So where's it going to happen? It's going to happen in you. The seven thunders is what you're going to hear. Not seven men. Listen, not seven external. Yeah, you're going to have to hear through your ears. But you know what? God speaks to you, and you don't have to have ears. Right? A deaf person can hear from God. So you don't have to have physical ears. God can speak right into your mind. And that's what he's doing now, because if you listen to what I'm saying to you, you might get confused. If you listen to my physical words that I'm saying. But if God ever speaks to you inside of the inside, it's never wrong. Never wrong. If something ever tells you that you're bad and you're awful and you're horrible, it's Satan. It's not God. Now, God may give you, like I said, he may give you a little whack every once in a while, but he's wanting to speak to what? If you're his child, he'll speak to you.
Right.
If you're his child, he's obligated to speak to you.
Glory.
Amen? So this is in a threefold mystery. All right, now look. Brother Brown told us, because we can break it down, but I don't want to do it real quick, but I'm going to let Brother Branham break it down, because he said if you don't get it in the seals, go to what message? Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Come back to this message, he said. Christ is the... Christ? Christ? Have y'all ever heard that before? Christ. Oh, okay. So let's go to Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Let's go to number 8. Or number... 7. Let's read this real quick. Okay. He's talking, now what he's doing on the seventh seal, he's going back, talking about the sixth seal, because the whole earth is to be purged. He's talking about the sixth seal. Now, do you notice on the opening of this seventh seal, it's also in a threefold mystery. This one I have will speak and have spoke that it is the mystery of the seven thunders. The seven thunders in heaven will unfold this mystery. It'll be right at the coming of Christ. So I'm talking about right now. He's talking about right now. No other time, but right now. Because Christ said no one knew when he would return. Everybody okay with that? So now let's go to number 8. Brother Branham opens up talking about Christ as the mystery God revealed on paragraph 140. First thing he starts, he goes through all the preliminary, tells you about different things going on. This is where he begins. Now notice, God has had a threefold purpose in this great mystery secret.
Yeah.
Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
That's what he just said in the seventh seal. It was opened in the threefold manner. God, in his great mystery secret that he had before the world began, he's got a threefold purpose in it. And now what he wants to go upon this morning, what we want to go upon this morning, is what is that threefold purpose? He didn't cover it so much in the seventh seal. But he's fixing the cover here because he said if you didn't get it in the seals, come back to this message right here. So we're coming back to this message right here.
Right.
Now the first thing was that God wanted to reveal himself to the people.
Yeah.
Now listen, when you get born again, God is like Brother Dale said, Brother Brown said that you got a little button.
Yeah,
okay, you got a little part of God. Which is God. Doesn't matter if it's a molecule of God. It's God.
Right.
All right? And that makes you God.
Right. Yeah.
Hello?
Right.
All right? But he gives you that. The first thing was God wanted to reveal himself to the people. Now, that's the same thing with you and I. He wants to reveal himself to us, not just get us born again. That's one purpose. But he wants to make us a living, breathing instrumentality of God. He wants to be able to use us in the way that he used Adam and Eve before the fall. He said, here, this is your earth. You take care of it. The first thing was God wanted to reveal himself to his people. He couldn't do it as great Jehovah God who covered all space, time, and eternity. He could not. He is too great to ever be revealed to people. Boy, if you stopped it right there, then we're done. But thank God, he keeps speaking through the prophet. He is too great to ever be revealed to people because it would be too mysterious. How could that great being that never did begin, that after you went beyond the cycle of hundreds of billions and trillions of years of light space, then out into the infinity, into the eternity, and a great creature that was all that and still is. Now remember, what is the seven seals? Revealing Christ. And where is Christ? In you. But what he wanted to do, he loved fatherhood, for he was a father. And the only way that he could express it was to become the Son of Man. Because he had to be our brother. Son of God's not our brother. Son of God is God, Creator God. All right? We've done been through all this. He had to become human flesh so that we could be heirs and joint heirs with him to start the plan of redemption. One day this will excite you. They didn't know what he was talking about, many of them. And you and I the same way. When we first come into the message, did you understand everything? Nope. But now, do what? Well, you still though, you're more than you were. You're not a baby. You're not crawling. You're walking on 2 feet. And the only way that he could express it was to become the Son of Man. That's the reason Jesus kept saying the Son of Man. See, they didn't know what he was talking about, many of them, but now you get it. Congregation says amen. See, he wanted to express himself. The whole part of the opening of the seven seals, folks, is for God to express himself in people. If it's the plan of redemption, it's the plan of redemption for you and me. This is so simple. This is too simple. Because you're thinking it's way up yonder. This whole people in the message think the great seventh seal and the seven thunders is something way out yonder. That I'm talking about your simple, born again life. That is growing in Christ. And the only way you can do that is come to church. And you got to listen to God in human flesh. Talk to God in human flesh. See, that don't make us no different than y'all. It's God in human flesh talking to God in human flesh. How in the world can we fail? You can't fail when two omnipotents talk to each other. We already been through that. Brother Brown said, when two omnipotents meet. Well, let's realize it and let's grow in it. He wanted to express himself. That was one of his great threefold purposes, was to express himself, identify himself with human beings. Oh, what a mystery. To reveal himself in Christ. Second, to have the preeminence in his body of believers. That is his bride. That he might live in people. First fold was what? God wanted to reveal himself to his people. Because you can't understand God until he reveals himself to you first. Then you get the revelation and he does what? He comes inside of you. That he might live not with people, live in people. Everybody got that? Say amen. Let's keep going. Paragraph 146. when I think of it, I just see denominations pass off the scene. And everything else just going, see, when I see God's great purpose, revealing himself. And having first to reveal himself in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And then to bring that fullness of Godhead bodily into a people. If he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily, he has now transferred that into me and you. I'm just telling you what Brother Brown said. And then to bring that fullness of Godhead bodily into a people that he could have the preeminence, the oversight, the leading. Everybody all right? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Now let's read number 9. We got communion today. I'm communing pretty good right now. You communing pretty good right now. What's the threefold manner? What's the threefold opening? First, to express himself completely, God in Christ. Now, what did he tell us on the seventh seal? It opened in a threefold manner. He told us of one fold of it.
Right.
All God was, he poured into Christ. Because
right.
What is the seals? Revealing Christ. But in revealing Christ, he's got to reveal where Christ is.
Amen.
And is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Second, to have the preeminence by this in his church,
right,
which is his body, the bride, till he can have the preeminence to express himself through them.
Right.
And thirdly, to restore the kingdom to its rightly position. That fell by sin by the first Adam. Back to where he walked in the cool of the evening with his people, talked with them, fellowshipped with them. Amen? So the end of time seal, that's why I read that seventh seal. He said it carries us into the millennium. What is the millennium? It's the beginning or a starting of Eden. He's carrying us back to the Garden of Eden condition. Amen? Let me read that to you. Is that okay? They don't have this quote, but I'm going to read it. I pulled it up in back there. Christ is a mystery God revealed. If you can, get paragraph 580. Back there, guys, if you can. Because Brother Brown says, see, when we see all these great threefold revelation, God in Christ, Christ in the church, the kingdom coming, Adam and Eve redeemed back to the Garden of Eden, in the representation of Christ and his bride, and then the kingdom is going to be restored according to his promise. Now, what's the first kingdom he's got to restore? The one you're living in. So that tells me there's a body change. All right? Then the kingdom is going to be restored according to his promise. Praise be to God. Let's read it again. When we see all these things, great threefold revelation, God in Christ, Christ in the church. Because see what Brother Brown was telling us. He said one fold open today, or yesterday he said. One today and another one in an unknown language. Now watch. He preached to us God in Christ. But now at the seventh seal, he gets a revelation that Christ, the Lamb, and the Holy Ghost is the same person. And where is that person at? He goes to Christ, the mystery of God, and he preached Christ in the church. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Where? In you! Christ in the church. He was waiting on a time he could preach Christ as the mystery of God revealed. Because he said, now, back up. He says, you're now the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I don't think he could say that before. He got a revelation when that seventh seal opened that you are the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Which means not one person, but collectively we make up the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, Adam and Eve redeemed back to the Garden of Eden in the representation of Christ and his bride. Now, this is my quote. Everybody look at me. I won't have a quote for this to back nothing up. This is me. Okay? Is that all right? This is me. When Brother Brown saw the third part of that seventh seal open, it was open in a mystery. He said, I couldn't read it. It was in an unknown language. Right? This is the Wade Dale quote. It was me and you. Because he never seen any of you. He never seen the body change come to fruition in a group of people. So the third part of the seventh seal that he couldn't interpret is what he couldn't see. He couldn't see Freda Roberts, Jim Dale, Richard Roberts, Luis Urrego today. He couldn't see that. God didn't show him individuals. He just knew a bride was going to make it. But it was in an unknown language. Because listen, Brother Brown knew a lot, but there was a lot he didn't know. Remember, Brother Brown said, God doesn't tell his prophets everything. Amen? So when that third part of that seventh seal opened, it was in an unknown language, and he never spoke of it again. But he spoke of it all through the whole sermon. That it was Christ and a group of people. That he's not going to know them individually because he's gone on. It's me and you. Because you and I have got to be a part of this. And for that third fold, for the whole seventh seal to open, you understand what I'm saying? Then if you can't say that, then it's not open. If all three folds don't open, then the seventh seal's not open. So all three has to open, and he never spoke of, he spoke of this. He told us about Christ in the church. And the kingdom coming. Adam and Eve redeemed back to the Garden of Eden. He didn't see you and I. He didn't see Lula Church, but he knew there was somebody coming. He just couldn't read it. Why would God show him that if he didn't want him to it be a representation of something? I'm just what I'm telling you. That's just my viewpoint. It may be as wrong as rain. But let me read this next quote in the Future Home. It will be paragraph 274, The Future Home, 1964. Brother Branham said, heavens and earth have met. God and man is reconciled. Now, who is that? That's not all mankind. That's the bride that has come to a redemption of their body. Heaven and earth have met. God and man is reconciled. A restored Eden has begun. See, all the curse is gone. Now listen, when you take a body change in this dimension, in this church age, in this time period, all curse is gone. In you. All curse is gone. Because what is the curse? Listen, the curse has been lifted on your soul if you're born again. The curse, if you go through all this statue of perfect man and you live close enough to God, the curse is going away from your spirit. Because when you take a body change, you got to deny. You got to deny that you were born a human. You were born a human, but you got to deny, because if you agree with that, you're going to die. You got to disagree with that. And you know what? I can sit here today and I can talk to you from now for another 15 or 20 minutes on this, and it'll be in an unknown language. If you don't get a revelation of your own self, it will be gibberish. It will be that third part of the seventh seal in an unknown language that nobody, even the prophet, said he didn't know what it was. It's a mystery of an individual coming to a body change. That's just, if it's any other way, I want somebody to tell me. Because let's read this last quote. Now, we do have number 10. Bring number 10 up and we'll be done and we'll get ready for communion. Sorry. I've been letting us out an hour and 10 minutes. I'm going an hour 20. Sorry. Number 10, listen to this. Now watch, this is still Christ the mystery of God revealed. This is the end. This is right. Watch. Look, Christ in you makes him the center of life of the revelation.
Right.
See, Christ's life in you makes him the center of the revelation. Christ in the Bible makes the Bible the complete revelation of Christ. Christ in you makes you the complete revelation of the whole thing.
Right.
See, what God is trying to do? What is the new birth then? You'd say, well, Brother Branham, what is the new birth? It is the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. See, not you joined a church, you shook a hand, you done something different. You had a creed, you promised to live by a code of rules. How many times have we done that when we get in trouble? Amen. We're just human. You know, you sometimes it's not that you're repentant, it's just you got caught. That's why some people try to find Jesus in jail. They just got caught. But not you and I. Listen, when you and I have the new birth, it's not getting caught. No, it's not getting caught. No. Godly sorrow leads us to repentance. Right. We don't live, listen, you and I don't live by a code of rules.
Right.
We don't. We don't live by a code of rules.
Right.
But Christ the Bible, he is the word that was revealed to you. And no matter what anybody says, what takes place, it's Christ. Pastor, priest, whatever it might be, it's Christ in you. That is the revelation that the church was built upon.
Right. That's right.
Not a creed, not a building, but Christ in you. So all God was, he poured into Christ. All Christ poured into the church, took her back to the Garden of Eden. There's your threefold mystery of that seventh seal. It's Christ, the whole, you hear that word, Christ. All God was, you poured into Christ. All Christ was, you poured into church. And you become Christ and takes you back to the Garden of Eden. Because remember, God's not coming back after you. He's coming back after himself. If he comes back after himself and you have what? Vulcanized or attached yourself to Christ, then he's coming to get you too. You're going with him. Amen? But the threefold mystery, Brother Brown told us of the one, revealing Christ, the whole seven seals, God in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. And then Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
What he preached in Christ, the mystery of God revealed. And that third part, which was not revealed to him, he said it was in an unknown language and he never spoke of it again. I just believe, folks, that it's you and I. We are the recipient of that mystery. And what she's doing here. Somebody ought to bring that quote up one day. Really. We have got to quit thinking that we're a separate person from Almighty God. We got to quit. If we don't, then it will be, I'll be doing your funeral. Not yours. I know. You are? You feeling better? See there, told you. You sit up here where the fire falls, man. You get all that right here. Isn't that right? I always thought, you know, and let's stand to our feet. Well, I always thought if you had a church, you know, usually everybody piles in the back. I thought about having a church to where you could take the pulpit and it was on a rail and you could stand here. And then all of a sudden you could take that pulpit and run it back there to the back and turn them and make the seats turn around so that all them people in the back would be in the front. Fooling people. But I believe the threefold mystery ends in you and me. It doesn't end in Brother Branham. Because he told us he saw something that he couldn't interpret. So what couldn't he interpret? He didn't see me and you. Lord, I'm telling you. I'm going to make this statement and I ain't going to make it again. All these people that want Brother Branham to come back, I don't. I don't want him to come back. Not like they want him to come back. He'd be so disappointed. He would be like Jesus in the temple. Except it would last a lot longer. Because he'd have to go around this country beating the devil out of people. The way they've turned his message into what they've turned it into. But thank God. Thank God we have got a revelation that is Christ in you. Not what's going on up there above us. Not what's going on in that church right over there. But it's Christ in you. What's going on in you is what's going to take you out of here. Amen. What's going on in you and I is what's going to take us out of here. Now we have to warn. Amen. We have to warn about things that's going on. But I'm telling you, we will not take a body change because of what that church over yonder did. You're going to take a body change by what's going on in your house, in your life, in what you're doing, and the things that you see in the revelation. I hope God gives you a wonderful revelation. I don't want to have that in an unknown language and stay in an unknown language. I want it to be something. I want it to be, and if it's going to be something, it's going to be what? Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's going to be that third part that's going to take a body change. And the dead of Christ is going to come out of the ground, and guess what? Brother Brown's coming with him. We're going to be around here 30, 40 days, Brother Ray. We're going to get to what? We're going to get to commune with those people. I don't care if California falls off the face of the earth. It will not harm me in a glorified body. Nothing will harm me, so I'm not worried. Yes, get body change. Let's get the resurrection. Let's get the body change. And then it doesn't matter to me. We could walk back in here at the Battle of Armageddon and we could have coffee and drink coffee and eat cake in the middle of that battle over there, and it will not harm you. That's what God's doing for us, folks. That's what God's already done for you. We just got to realize that it's already here. It's not a new book. It's not a new tape. It's not a new person. It's not a new this. It's not a new that. It's what we already have. Make it. Make it known. God making himself known in human flesh. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for these people. We've been with some for a long time, Lord, and we see that Satan's he's tried for a long time to try to separate us, but Lord, I pray that we'd bind together. Yes. Prophet God told us to bind together whatever we do, just bind together in one. And Lord, if it be your will, Father, I pray that everybody in this building will, when they walk out that door, they'll have a supernatural charge. Anything going on in their life, each person is an individual. And there's individual things right now bothering every one of us because we're in this age that that's going to happen. But Father, you told us through a prophet in the message countdown that you have pressurized, you have saved us for the end. You have pressurized this astronaut to leave this earth. Amen. So I pray, Lord, that you would just bind us together, clear all that junk out of our mind. And Lord, have our minds set on you. Father, because you sent your prophet, and now it's left up to the people to believe what he's already said and make it live. Because that prophet preached Christ to us. And now it's Christ in us, as Paul said, the hope of glory. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses. Be with us, Lord, on the highways on the way home. But before we leave, Lord, I pray that you would sanctify us for this communion, that we'll take this communion with clear minds and clear hearts, and that the things of the world will just pass away for a little while we commune with you, Lord, and go through the foot washing. We pray that you just bless this time, Lord. Forgive us of our sins and our many mistakes and our problems that we have against you, Lord, and just realize that as you being the center of the revelation, the prophet said, you have made us. Because you stood here one day and you said, at that day, you shall know
that it's I and you and me. Man, what a revelation. Father, give us this day truly our daily bread. Take care of each one that's sick here. Lord, we pray. Brother Collie, Brother Dick, Brother Darty, Sister Johnny, Brother Boyd, all the ones, Lord, that's got an issue in their body. I pray that you would just give them a supernatural charge. Lord, you can change those atoms. Amen. And reverse that process, Lord, of that disease or anything that's going on, Lord, because you're the creator. And Lord, you've created yourself right here, a body on this earth called a bride. And I believe we're coming into that stage of being the wife where we know what you want done with the word. And I pray that you'd just be with our pastor, Lord, keep him strong and healthy. Bless everyone that has anything to do, the work, Lord, in the church. We pray that you'd just be with them, Lord. Thank you for this time that we have. Bless us now in the furtherment of this service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Brother Dale.